This year, we had a surplus budget in the legislature, and they listened to our stakeholders. They really acknowledged the fact that IFAS is the research and innovation arm of a $140 billion industry. So the good news is they gave me funding to replace most of the positions I've lost since the recession in 2008. So we're about to announce searches for over 40 faculty scientists that will deploy more than half of them in our research and education centers around the state, with the less than half being here on campus. And I would say that this is the first major step in replenishing a faculty that was depleted during these very difficult budget years. And I wouldn't say it makes us whole, but it's a great start, and I'm so thankful to all the help that we got.
Dr. Payne says in the UF IFAS Research Centers, these new positions will add to the expertise in solving the challenges to agriculture in those local areas.
So our plan is to hire ag engineers, agronomists, entomologists, plant pathologists, horticulturists, soil and water scientists who have specific expertise on crops, invasive species, and all the threats that we face today in Florida agriculture. We'll be using these new scientists in teams, interdisciplinary teams, to make great leaps forward in integrated pest management, germplasm development, early detection of threats to our forests, even boosting our fisheries industry. And I got to say, you know, the ag community, our commodity group partners, they really came together on this and helped us educate the legislature. And I'm especially thankful to the Florida Cattlemen's Association, Florida Farm Bureau, Citrus Mutual, FNGLA, FFBA, tomato folks. They all worked hard for us in communicating to Tallahassee how important agriculture is for the Florida economy and the research arm that we represent.